Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Adoption Focus. My name is Jennifer Jaworski, and I am a social worker with Adoption Associates of Michigan. This is Adoption Associates' premier talk radio blog show. Adoption Associates was founded in 1990, and we specialize in both domestic and international adoption. We provide private adoption services throughout all of Michigan with offices that are located in Jenison, Lansing, Farmington Hills, and the mid-Michigan, Midland-Saginaw area. Anywhere in Michigan, you can find a connection to Adoption Associates. Adoption Associates brings knowledge, support, and understanding in adoption. Adoption is not only our specialty, but it truly is our passion. And one of Adoption Associates' commitments is to this weekly podcast to help educate and support adoptive families, birth families, and the adoption community. So we are super glad that you're listening in today. And today is the beginning of a series of on our podcast that we're conducting. And this series will take us through the summer and into early fall. And we're talking about meeting the staff of Adoption Associates, which we're super excited to do because we do have quite a lovely staff that performs such a different variety of roles, and we are excited to be able to bring this to you. And today we are talking to Ellen Toonstra, who I believe is on the line. Ellen, are you with us?
Yep, I'm here.
Good morning. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So I just want to start by saying, you know, at Adoption Associates, every individual employee is working toward the same goal of helping women who are facing unplanned pregnancies and also helping families grow through the adoption process. And today we're going to hear from Ellen about her employment with the agency that first began in 2005. And so I don't want to spoil any of the rest of it, but Ellen, could you just start us off by telling us about your role and your work with Adoption Associates?
Sure. Yeah, I'd be happy to. So I've kind of had many different roles within the agency. Like you said, I started with Adoption Associates in 2005, and my first position within the agency was the assistant to the director, who at the time was Jane Barman. I was her assistant for about 2 years. And at that time, I was pregnant for some of that, and then I had the birth of my first son in 2007. So at that time, then I transitioned over into being a home study caseworker. I have a Bachelor's of Social Work degree from Calvin College here in Grand Rapids, and so I became a domestic home study caseworker in 2007, I believe it was, or so. I did that for about 2 years until the birth of my second son. And then at that time, I decided I needed to kind of transition and be at home with my two young boys. So I was at the agency at that time for just under, it was like just short of 5 years.
Okay.
And then I decided to stay at home at the time.
Okay.
So that was kind of my role then. And then in 2015, so, you know, quite like 5 years later, the agency was looking for an administrative assistant position, just very, very part-time, 2 days a week. They needed someone to answer phones and do some kind of clerical administrative work. So they contacted me and asked if I would be interested in that. And at the time, my boys, my youngest, was just going into kindergarten, so it worked perfect that my boys were going to be in school full time. So I started back with the agency in 2015 as an administrative assistant and have been doing that since. So 3 years. I just had my 3-year annual review. So
awesome. So a lot of different experience with the agency, which is great to hear. On a more personal level, Ellen, would you mind telling us just a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I'm married. I have two, like I said, I have two boys. They are ages 11 and 8. I love outside of work. I love the 2 days a week because it allows me the flexibility to, you know, have that balance of spending time with my family, but also working some, doing what I love here. And so when I'm at home, I love playing sports with my boys. I love watching them play sports. They're both involved in baseball. Personally, I love running. I do a lot of running. I do a lot of reading. I really like to do anything outdoors. Our family is very involved, you know, just fishing, biking, anything that gets us outdoors. And I am also able to be very involved at school as well. With my, you know, with my boys at school, I'm at school a lot. I'm involved on the parent club at school, so that takes a lot of time as well.
Nice. Really nice. So what drew you to working in the field of adoption?
To be honest, when I started here, I had before used my social work degree, and I had worked with older adults. So I had no previous experience working with adoption. I knew nothing about it. So at the time when I took the position here, it was just kind of for a change, for something different, to see kind of a different spectrum, I guess, of social work. Since I had done the older adults, I thought, you know, I'll try something completely different. Now, you know, at the time I was totally clueless. Now I've totally just fell in love, you know, with helping families fulfill their dreams. You know, now I have friends that are adopting, and I completely understand, you know, the process and what they're going through, and just becoming more aware. So now I wouldn't change it. I love working in this field, but at the time I really knew nothing and just kind of took a leap of faith and thought, well, I want to try something totally different.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, now I just love it. And now I just have more of a personal connection, I guess, because I was a home study caseworker. So I have walked families through the domestic process. So I can understand a whole lot more, you know, when I have friends or family that are going through that process. So yeah, I guess that kind of answers the question a little
bit.
Yeah.
What would you say is your favorite thing about your work or your role in the adoption process, Ellen?
I would say for me personally, and this didn't, I would say this didn't really come until I started working personally with families through the home study process, when I was working with families in the domestic process, completing home studies, seeing these couples that you've worked with for a year or 2 years or however long, the faces of these families and that are bringing home a new baby, or, you know, being able to congratulate them, being able to see them, you know, with a first child, you know, and they were unable to have children. It's amazing, you know, and it's very emotional, and it's impossible to not get invested in that. And just to be so happy and so, you know, overwhelmed, I guess, at the process and how it all works and the end result. So,
mm-hmm. What is what's one thing that you think that people would be surprised to know about the work that you do or your role in the agency?
Sure. What I do right now for my administrative assistant position is I process all of the international post-adoption reports. Another thing that I handle here at the agency is birth mom correspondence. So once an adoption placement has happened, adoptive families can send correspondence to the birth mother, and it all goes through our agency, so it's all non-identifying. And so I forward that information on to the birth mom or that correspondence. And I think something surprising to know is even years later, I mean, it could be 10 years later, birth mothers are still looking for that correspondence, and I get calls from birth mothers. You know, have you received anything yet? Do I have anything coming? You know, I still hear from them years later, just looking for that reassurance and looking for, you know, they look forward to it. You know, they don't forget. They don't, you know, it's still right there, part of their life. So, I think that's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really special. And I think that's something people would think, oh, maybe for the first 2 or 3 years, it's important. But, you know, beyond that, the birth mom moves on with her life and whatever. And it's not, you know, that's not necessarily the case. We have a lot of birth mothers that every year look forward to the pictures, the letters, the correspondence, you know, something. So, yeah.
Absolutely. It's something that they eagerly anticipate, and you know, even if the adoptive family is accidentally a few days late, they're checking the mailbox, you know, they're going there, they're calling us, have you got my pictures or letters? So I think that's an excellent point that you make.
Yep, absolutely. So it's so important, even if it's 10 years down the line, to know that we're still forwarding that correspondence and we're still hearing from birth mothers saying it's so appreciated, you know, and so necessary in the healing process even years later.
Absolutely. So you mentioned earlier, Ellen, that you've been with the agency on and off now for 12 years or so, and I'm interested in hearing what you love most about the agency. I know we did talk about your work and the different roles that you've played, but, you know, a lot of us fall in love with the work of adoption and also with the agency. Could you share your thoughts about what you love the most about Adoption Associates?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like I mentioned, it's been like 12 years or so that I've been somehow associated. There were a couple years I was off, you know, raising my boys for 5 or so years. But when they called and asked me to come back, absolutely no hesitation. You know, this agency is something special. The staff are amazing. Their passion, the care that they give to families, the 110% attitude of we're going to do whatever we can, you know, and we're going to be here every step of the way. And the commitment that I see staff have to families and to birth mothers. The other big part, I guess, for me is it's a Christian agency. And we pray as a staff. We pray. We pray for families. If we have a difficult case, you know, we get an email, can you please pray for this family or can you please pray for this case? And that is that's something tremendous, and that's something you don't see a lot. And we're a very committed, prayerful, intentional staff. You know, so I think for me, that's what I love so much about this agency is it's so unique. And just such a blessing to work here.
You said that so well. I thought if someone asked me what I love about Adoption Associates, I have lots of thoughts that bounce around in my mind without the ability to necessarily formulate that in the way you did, Ellen. So thank you so much for that and for today. I don't know if you have anything else you want to say, but we are at the end of today's podcast with just a couple of minutes left to go. So thanks.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
For those of you that are listening, if you're interested in connecting with Adoption Associates, you can reach us at 800-677-2377. And remember that our podcasts are live on Tuesdays at 11. We will continue the series of meeting the staff of Adoption Associates in these quick 10 to 15 minute podcasts next week. So please tune in. We'll be talking with Chris Dickens, who is a caseworker out of our Lansing office, about the variety of experiences and duties that she carries with the agency. Feel free to also connect with Adoption Associates on our website at adoptionassociates.net or connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. For now, this is Jennifer on Adoption Focus. I hope you all have a great day. Bye-bye.